This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR. Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back to hour number two of The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We're glad you found us. However you did so, we appreciate it. And, well, Matt, it's time for us to mock draft.
Yeah, keep mocking it up.
Mock it up. Today we're going to use the ProFootballNetwork.com mock drafter for our guy Tony Pauline. Joins us every year at the Combine. And the first 19 picks are in. We have one trade offer here.
Alrighty.
It is the 49ers on the phone.
Oh, wow. It's a long way to go, but you can get some good stuff in the process.
Well, they're offering 31-63 in next year's second for 20 and 98. I am not inclined to make that.
No, and if it was not 90, when you said 98, you lost me at 98.
Yeah.
You know, when it was the 3-for-1, I'm like, I'll consider that, but no, I'm not throwing in 98.
Yeah. Also, you have to look here. I'm going to hit reject on that.
Okay.
The guy's available.
Yeah.
J.C. Latham.
Nice.
Amarius Mims. Byron Murphy, Chop Robinson, Nate Wiggins, Cooper DeJean.
Nice.
Graham Barton, Jackson Powers Johnson.
It's a nice bow.
I mean, you have Latham. Yeah, I wouldn't mind moving back a little bit there, but if we did that, we'd probably lose out on Latham. And
yeah, I don't love moving away from him. I mean, I really think Fuaga and Latham are – I'm not listening to the trade offer guys.
Plug and play, long term, even Fatanu.
And Fatanu to me is really close to that.
Yeah.
You know, like, you'd have to blow my doors off of the trade. I think I'm just sticking and picking if those guys were there.
J.C. Latham is the guy?
Yeah.
I mean, that's –
that's a nice pick.
Sprint it up to the podium.
Yeah, let's go.
All right. So, in real time, real world here, we may have made a trade up here because the Eagles took Zach Frazier one pick ahead of us.
Okay.
But that we didn't move up here.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to give him the second round, but I'm going to sleep at night if the Steelers don't take him at 51.
Yeah.
I mean, there's other paths to that.
So we have two trade offer again here to get up to 51. We have two of them, actually. The Cardinals are offering picks 66 and 90 for 51.
Not bad. Okay.
That's interesting.
Listen.
Also on the phone are the Bengals. Well, we don't speak to you, but Cincinnati.
Really like those guys, yeah.
But they're offering pick 80, next year's second, and next year's sixth. We're going to reject
that.
Bye-bye. Do we like that Cardinals pick enough?
Yeah.
Or should we at least look and see?
I think we should see if there's somebody there that you have to take.
Yeah.
I mean, Frazier just went,
so that would,
that would have been nice, of course.
All right, so Tyler Newbin is there. Tavondre Sweat, the aforementioned.
I'm going to take him in the second round.
Ruka Roro.
That would be my favorite so far, yeah.
Xavier Leggett.
Not bad.
Leonard Taylor.
No.
Chris Braswell. Cameron Kitchens. Patrick Paul. Michael Hall. Kamari Lassiter. Braylon Trice. Lassiter would be interesting.
He would be interesting, yeah.
Braylon Trice. Ben Sinnott. Chris Jenkins. Malachi Corley.
I'm really torn now between Rook and Jenkins as my third defensive tackle. I like both. I'd consider both of them in this spot. Lassiter was interesting.
Yeah.
And there was one other player. Leggett.
Leggett's there, yeah.
I think we take the trade, though.
I'm just looking to see what else. Braden Fisk is still there.
Okay. So that's three defensive linemen,
at least. Yeah, three defensive linemen. Roman Wilson's still there.
You figured there'd be receivers.
Ricky Pearsall still there. Cole Bishop's still there. So there's dudes there if we move back. What was that trade offer?
I think it was pretty far back, though.
I think it was 10. That's 15 spots to go back.
I mean, there'll be one of the D linemen or one of the receivers, you would think.
Hopefully.
You would think.
Yeah. We'd also pick up that extra pick at 90 is going to be really nice.
Let's do it. See how it falls.
All right. I just want to take a look here and see who they moved up to get.
Mm-hmm.
The Bengals, again, trying to make a trade with us. No. Mm-hmm. All right. So they came up to get at 51 Cameron Kitchens.
Fine.
Yeah, we weren't taking
him. Right.
Then Kamari Lassiter went at 52. We would have been
shocked if he lasted.
Tyler Newbin went to the Eagles. The Browns then took Chris Braswell. Leggett went at 55 to the Panthers. Leonard Taylor went at 56. Braylon Trice went. Braden Fisk went. Chris Abrams-Drain went. Marshawn Nealon went. Malachi Corley went. And then Ruka Roro, Christian Mahogany, Cedric Gray, Michael Hall.
We didn't get it that hard, though. There was like three or four names there I would have loved to stuck around, but We're going to have plenty to pick from here.
Yeah. So you got a defensive lineman. Sweat is still there.
I would take Jenkins over
Sweat. Jenkins is still there.
And two of them went. So, I mean, I think it's kind of now or never on a D lineman.
Fisk is still there.
I thought he went.
I didn't think Fisk went. Oh, yeah, he did. He went to Green Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jenkins is still there. At the cornerback position, you're looking at DJ James, Renardo Green, Mike Sanistrel still there.
Okay. It's good selection there. I'm sure there's others, too. I mean, this is the corner market.
Josh Newton is there.
Okay.
He's a guy we haven't talked about a lot, but
he would fit.
Andre Phillips still there.
I mean, he would definitely fit.
Yeah, Kyrie Jackson, Cam Hart, Jerrion Jones.
How long do we have between this pick and next one?
This is pick 66. We pick again at 84. Then we have 90 and 98.
Nice. I bet we could wait on a corner.
Okay.
I'd be really interested in the receivers.
The receiver's still available.
Or Jenkins.
Roman Wilson is there.
Nice.
Ricky Pearsall, Jalen McMillan, Devontez Walker, Johnny Wilson, Jermaine Burton, Malik Washington, Jamari Thrash, Brendan Rice.
I really like Burton, Pearsall, and Wilson.
Yeah. But that defensive tackle
position, I think it's now or never on that.
Yeah, if we don't do that now, we're probably not going to get one.
Probably not.
Well, so you got Jenkins is still there. Mason Smith is still there.
Nice.
McKinley Jackson, Dwayne Carter, Mekhi Wingo, Tyler Davis, Jordan Jefferson.
This is a tough decision.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go corner, but I'd be torn.
Wide receiver or defensive tackle?
Yeah, I think that's what it comes down to. Do we agree Jenkins over Mason Smith?
Do we want to try to trade up and get two of these? We can get because we got an extra pick right now to play
plan,
with.
If that's our plan, I would say take Jenkins now.
Okay.
And really monitor the receiver situation. Because there was like three receivers I could live with.
Is Washington going to take a receiver?
Who knows? They could have everything.
Are the Patriots going to take a receiver?
Yeah.
Maybe. Dallas, maybe.
Good.
So let's talk to Washington. They get to pick 67. Let's see if we can make that trade now.
Take them both.
And then take them both back to back. So I'm going to
I'm fine with that, but I also wouldn't mind taking Jenkins and talking to a team three picks from now because there's three receivers we like.
True. We can talk to them all. So if we're going to offer,
I mean, if we got an extra pick, would that extra pick do it?
Let's see if we can offer 90 and 195.
All right.
And see if will they take that for 67?
No, I would bet not.
Probably not.
We could throw in a future fifth, though. We got tons of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's not going to get it done. I'm going to try again here. Washington, we can go to, instead we offered 98, we can go to 90. That's a pick that we picked up.
Yeah.
And go 67. We could offer 90 and 178.
I would be fine with any of those.
Let's see if that's been rejected.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's make our pick. We want to take Chris
Jenkins.
Let's take Jenkins.
And then maybe put it on like slow mode so we can.
Well, I can't do that now that we've started.
Oh, really? It doesn't. Or pause it in three or four picks.
Okay. So I did pause it here. We're down to Washington took Patrick Paul. The Patriots took Jalen McMillan. The Cowboys took Peyton Wilson. Cole Bishop to the Giants. Junior Colson to the Cardinals. The Jets are on the clock here.
Still three receivers we like, right?
So Roman Wilson, Ricky Pearsall.
And I like Burton a lot.
Yeah. I don't like him as much as I like those other two.
I would take the other two ahead of him, I think.
Yeah.
Do you want to offer the Jets something?
Let's try.
Yeah.
Doesn't hurt to try. All right, so the Jets, where you at here?
I think we definitely want to keep one of those thirds for a slot corner.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to offer, they got 72. Do we offer 84 here? We'll get a corner back at 90 and 98.
Yeah.
Let's go 84 and then 195. I think that's fair. We're going to 12 spots.
195 doesn't carry a lot of weight, but I mean, yeah.
We're moving up 12 spots.
I mean, let's offer it.
They rejected that. Okay, we'll go again.
What if we threw in a future fifth?
Jets, confirm. 84. Let's see if they'll do it for 178.
Okay.
For 72. That's been rejected. Okay, now I'll look at some. One more try.
One more try here.
All right, we want to give you 84. We'll give you 178, and we got 4/7 next year.
Yeah, but that's
I know they're sevenths.
Yeah,
we got 2/5. We have no sixths. So what if we go?
I thought he'd be more than that.
Yeah. Well, some of our mock drafts before.
Well, we end up with a ton of them, right?
What if I try to give up Washington's? That's the one everybody wanted before was Washington 7.
The 7th, I don't mind losing it all.
For 72. That's 84, 178, and next year's 7. That's been rejected.
All right.
All right, I'm going to let it run.
Let 3 or 4 picks go by.
Okay. The Jets took Brady. Tavondre Sweat went to the Texans.
That doesn't hurt us.
Yale offensive tackle went to at 74.
Great.
Ben Sinnott at 75. The Ravens just took Kalen Bullock. We're at 77 now.
What's our pick? 84?
84. We're within 7 picks here.
You want to keep your fingers crossed? I mean, this shouldn't cost much to get up there.
So the Raiders, we got between us the Raiders, Washington again, the Falcons, the Bengals, Seahawks, Colts, Rams, and then us.
I mean, anybody could take a receiver.
They
I mean,
could.
Plus,
yeah.
We have them. We're not going to study their draft and see what they took already.
I'm going to try to get up one shot here.
Yeah,
with the
Raiders. Let's.
I'd really, at this point, like to get Roman Wilson once we've gotten this close.
I'd say it'd be great. I mean, I'd be happy with any of the three if we, especially if we're not trading up. But I mean, Wilson, Pearsall, Burt. I mean, those guys are.
What the heck are the Raiders at on here? Where are you at? Raiders.
I mean, this shouldn't cost a fortune to get.
It shouldn't. Yeah, we should.
I mean,
be able
a similar
get...
deal would. Let's offer him that 80 pick.
84, 190. You can go one. We can go 178. I don't care.
Yeah.
178 for 77.
Mm-hmm.
They rejected it. All right.
Let them roll.
Stop it again there. They took Jeremiah Trotter. Braylon Allen went. Then Dadrian Taylor-Demerson. Blake Corum. Seattle's we're within 3 picks here.
Well, we're going to get one of the three. Oh, no, there's 3 picks. I mean, they could go 3 receivers off
could
the
Could be 3
of
receivers right off the...
That would break our heart.
I don't think Seattle's taking a receiver, though.
Probably not.
The Colts could, though.
And you said, is that the Rams in between there?
And then the Rams.
I bet my bottom dollar we'll get one of those 3.
All right.
I mean,
I'm going to let it
I know
roll.
You don't like Burton as much as the other, but it might be Burton.
All right, we're going to reject our trade offers because guess what? We made it.
Roman, all still available?
All still available.
Wilson, you like Wilson?
I think Roman Wilson's a...
Cool. Do
it. I think he's very good.
It's like the best feeling ever when you try to trade up and then you get your guy.
And we still have all these picks now.
Right.
All right. With the Bears on the phone, we don't...
Nice. No. So we have Jenkins and Wilson, no room together, and we have Latham.
Yes.
Beautiful.
All right. We're up here at 90. This is our extra pick that we got for...
And we got to think about a slot. Well, we're going to have to draft a slot. I would think about some centers. It might be a little early for that.
Mike Sanistrill's still there.
Nice. We're just going to have a whole Michigan. They're all going to learn together. Give them a whole corner of St.
Vincent.
I don't care one bit. I think that's the pick. But I also think a second receiver at some point might not be terrible.
Pearsall went. So
I think Sanistrill's the pick, though. I mean, is there any other names that are looking at you? I mean, that one jumps off the page.
At cornerback, you get DJ James, Sanistrill, Josh Newton, Andre Phillips. So there are some slot types there that even if we waited here, because we have another pick coming up at 98.
And what number is this?
This is 90.
Ooh, okay. So there will be a slot, I bet.
Yeah.
So if some other position's blowing our doors off, it's going to be hard for me to get away from Sanistrill.
So let's take a look at that center position.
Bordellini, I don't know who it would be.
Bordellini, Limmer, Norzad.
One of them's definitely going to be there next round.
They'll probably be there. Yeah, we'll pick again at 119. One of those guys will still be there.
And definitely with our next pick, they'll be there.
Are
one of the same receivers still there?
It's Johnny Wilson, Jermaine Burton, Malik Washington, Jamari Thrash, Brendan Rice, Jacob Cowing.
I would consider any of them.
Luke
but I think
McCaffrey's that's still there. Javon Baker's still there.
I like Baker a lot, too.
Yeah.
I think you take Sanistrill.
I think he takes Sanistrill as well.
Yeah.
I think he jumps out. I think he becomes a top. He certainly, I think, as a rookie, he'll be a top 10 slot cornerback in the league. He might be number one within 2 years.
Oh, all these Michigan guys that we could do to pursue to, too. I mean,
it would be so much fun. Sanistrill's the pick. All right, we're back up here now. And went at 98. The Bears want to make us an offer. Nah. All right, Mason Smith went. one pick of his. So did Bortolini also off the board. Okay. So,
I still like this group of receivers.
At wide receiver, you've got Burton, Malik Washington, Jamari Thrash, Brendan Rice, Jacob Cowing, Javon Baker, and Luke McCaffrey.
I'd take
Taj Washington is also still out
and there's
there.
Like five guys there that I really, really like.
We got another pick at 119 coming up. Okay. Let's see what the best available is.
Yeah, yeah.
Brandon Dorius, Will Shipley, Jatavian Sanders, DJ James, McKinley Jackson, Dwayne Carter, Austin Booker, Bucky Irving, Spencer Rattler, Cade Stover, Blake Fisher still available. We could double down at offensive tackle.
What do you do for us, though?
He might be a guard for us next year.
Might.
Or if Latham doesn't work out and he has to bump in the guard next year.
Latham would be a killer at guard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
We still haven't solved our center issue right now.
Well, I mean, you could ask Daniels to play center and then I'd draft a guard and not another tackle. I hear what you're saying. I think I'd rather go receiver. Because Fisher only – I don't even know if Fisher can play guard. I mean, like, he's – to me, he's a right tackle only.
Well, he might be a right tackle, and you bump your number one pick into
– I'm leaving him a right tackle.
I understand
he's
that.
He's, like, my favorite right tackle prospect in the draft. I'm not messing with him. I like the receivers. Is safety I would have some interest in.
Malik Mustafa is there. Tyke Smith is there. Oladipo from Oregon State is there. Carlos from Missouri. Missouri defense must have been sneaky
good.
Pretty good,
yeah.
Yeah. Kenny Logan from Kansas. Evan Williams. Nobody blows my doors off there.
Who's the best interior O-lineman, even if it was a guard?
You're looking at...
probably like Norzad.
Brandon Coleman is there.
I like Brandon Coleman.
He's a good
lot.
Player.
Think, yeah.
Mason McCormick is there.
I really like Mason McCormick. I think he's going to be a center, but his testing was great.
Yeah. Zach Zinter is still there.
Interesting. For another day, but really interesting. McCormick might be your starting center, though.
Bo Limmer, Hunter Norzad. Those are the top center prospects available.
I would rank them McCormick, Norzad, Limmer.
Do we go there now?
I think.
Mason McCormick, welcome to the team.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's a good pickup.
So
more and more I'm getting the impression that he's very, very center capable.
Yeah. We're back up at 119. The Vikings are on the phone. They're offering 129 and 167.
Useful. I don't know what we're going to do with all these picks. I mean, we don't have room.
Well,
in the
let's
tight
see if
end room
let's and... see if we counter that. Because we'll still get a receiver, I would think.
Mm-hmm. We don't have to draft another receiver. I mean,
I wouldn't mind flipping this 195 and maybe one of those sevenths next year.
For like a fourth.
For 129, we don't need 167 necessarily. Mm-hmm. And let's see if they'll give us, how about a fourth next year, Minnesota?
They could be bad too. So what's the offer?
So I got 119, 195, that Washington 7 next year for 129 and next year's 4th for Minnesota.
I'm all yours, yeah.
That's fair. They rejected that.
Do you want to try it with the 5th?
We could try that.
And otherwise tell them to stick it?
Yeah. 195 and...
7th, right?
The 7th. For they got Cleveland's 5th next year and their own. We want Cleveland's 5th or their 5th?
Theirs.
Okay.
But they approached us, right?
They approached us. Okay, yeah. And I don't even want 167. All I want is the 129 next year's 5th. That should work. Oh, that one's been accepted.
Okay.
There we go.
All right.
Now we're okay. We're back up here now. Zinter's still there.
We just took an interior line, but
I know.
I love them in this neighborhood, though.
That would be great.
Yeah.
All right.
We need more Michigan guys.
Yeah, right. With Michigan East.
Yeah. They win the national title. It's better than taking all Akron guys. You know?
Wide receivers available. Cowing, Javon Baker, Luke McCaffrey, Taj Washington. I like all four of those guys to different levels. Yeah.
I think Baker's my favorite, but McCaffrey's attractive, too. All four of them are attractive.
Top players available: Will Shipley, Audric Estime, Mekhi Wingo, Dylan Lobb, Kyrie Jackson, Can't believe he's still there. Ray Davis, Jerry and Jones, Jared Wiley.
I mean, he's a lot different than Saints Drew.
Layden Robinson, Javon Solomon, Jordan Jefferson, Bo Limmer still there.
Okay, in a vacuum, would you rather double down on corners or double down on receivers?
Well, I've got two young corners sitting on my roster that I'm thinking. So here's my thinking on this.
Talking about Rush and Trice?
Yeah, Rush and Trice that they have on the roster that basically they got essentially for nothing.
Yeah, of course.
That it's interesting that the Dante Jackson trade, he only has 1 year left on his deal.
Mm-hmm.
Tells me that they feel pretty confident that one of those two guys
could be his successor.
Could be his successor. One of the two. Or maybe both of them hit.
Maybe. Leads me towards, let's draft another one of those receivers.
Yeah. I think so. I think that's
cool with that.
I think that's
I was just shocked Jackson's available, too.
I mean,
6'3 corners, or I don't mind having an extra one.
So Cowing, and these guys, they have them all rated pretty closely together here. Cowing, Baker, McCaffrey.
Baker's my favorite. Now, he was a 4-star from Bama. I thought he was quite good this year. He's not super explosive, but he gets downfield. I think he's a real value at this point.
Yeah.
I think he's more like a mid-early third rounder.
They like the route runners.
They do. What receiver did we take? We took Wilson. Wilson kind of does everything, so not like anyone would be redundant or, you know.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't mind a 6'3 guy, but then I guess that is kind of Baker. I mean, he's over 6 foot.
Well, yeah, McCaffrey is as well. He's 6'1", 202.
Mm-hmm.
Cowing, obviously, is tiny.
Yeah.
Taj Baker's kind of, he's 5'9", 174.
I'd be against the little guys after taking Wilson.
Although, as a return guy, he gives you a little something there, too.
I don't know if that's a need.
Might be.
I mean, I don't know if Austin will be back.
If Austin doesn't make your roster because you've outdrafted him.
Mm-hmm.
McCaffrey, 6'1", 198.
Part of me wonders if Austin's going to get shipped for a 6th-round pick or something.
It could happen.
If you have a favorite receiver, do it. My favorite's Baker.
I like Baker as well. Knowing how they like to have the kind of the generational guys, I could see McCaffrey there.
No, absolutely. I mean, pull back the curtain. We took him today on a mock we did with Mike. And he talked us into it a little, but it wasn't hard to talk us into
it. And I think he could, again, I think it brings you a little bit of maybe some trickeration things that you could do with him.
Former quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you could hand him the football time to time, too. I know he's, I'm not just saying this because he's, you know, white dude, he can only play the slot, but I think he's mostly a slot.
Yeah.
At this point, at least. And Wilson can play outside.
But he has the size.
Right.
That eventually he could, I mean, he's 6'1 and 200 pounds.
Yeah. I mean, I think he could develop as an outside guy. I'm cool with it. I mean, to be honest, I had the same dispute in my brain a couple hours ago.
He's more explosive than Baker as well.
I think.
His RAS score on here is way better.
Is it?
Yeah, way better.
Really? I mean, he did test extremely well.
Yeah.
I'm cool with it.
All right. We got our two. So now we got one pick left. We could take a linebacker, developmental linebacker.
Safety.
We could take a safety. We could take a center prospect if there's still one there that jumps out at us.
I really think McCormick's a center.
I think so, too.
That's fine. I mean, we could take a guard. We could just take the best interior lineman. We could take another tackle. I mean,
so the guy's available. Jaheim Bell. Keith Randolph. He's interesting. He's big enough to ride He's 6'3", 296.
Okay.
As a defensive tackle. Kenny Logan, the safety out of Kansas. Gabe Hall.
Interesting. If we hadn't taken Jenkins, I'd be all over Hall.
Jarvis Brownlee.
Yeah, for at this point.
I mean, another cornerback.
It wouldn't hurt. I like that. That's my favorite name so far.
Then we doubled down at cornerback and both. Tommy Eichenberg is there.
He's fine.
Xavier Thomas, the edge rusher out of Clemson.
He's really growing on me.
Josh Proctor's there.
Thomas is a little older, but he's sturdy and tough.
Yeah. Christian Jones is still there.
Really? I like all three of those names.
Tyrone Tracy, the running back out of Purdue, is there.
I'm infatuated with him, too. It's done the way he does for you, year one.
All right. Blake Watson.
I forget that. Brownlee. I think Brownlee.
Tip Raymond is there. I don't think they're in the tight end market at this point.
I don't know if there's room for him. Who are the three? I liked Brownlee. I liked the Texas tackle. And who were we just talking about? Oh, the edge guy, Thomas.
Thomas. Yeah, that's a tough one. That is a tough one.
Yeah.
Gabe Hall's still there.
Gabe Hall. Yeah, I know. I just think that room got real
crowded. Big guy that can run.
I know.
I don't mind that, though.
No. Like, I mean, Loudermilk and Liao are on notice. And, yeah. You know, right. You have a favorite out of those?
You know what? I might take Brownlee in this situation.
It's funny, I was about to say Brownlee's starting to...
Because I don't know that I have one slot, but he's a rookie.
Yeah, I mean...
I'd like to double down there as well. It's kind of like the receiver conversation. I'm going to double down at receiver and double down at cornerback. Yeah, I want to make sure I have that position
filled.
It'd
be different if you use first round pick on DeJean or A.D. Mitchell or, you know, whatever, and just be like, that's why we use two mid or the late round picks to try to fill one need. I like that strategy a lot. It's like the Packers taking two tight ends.
Yeah.
You know, like, maybe they're both good.
Yeah. you've got a strength.
Yeah. I'm fine with it.
All right. Jarvis Brownlee it is. Cruising through the rest of this draft.
We're done, right?
Yeah. So we ended up with J.C. Latham at 20.
Yes.
We traded down at 51, down to 66. We got Chris Jenkins.
Yeah. Okay.
Then we got Roman Wilson at 84.
So we kept our fingers crossed there for a while.
With the pick we acquired for 51, we got 66 and 90. We got Mike Sainistil.
Okay, nice.
Then we got at 98, Mason McCormick.
Okay.
He's our center.
Yep.
Luke McCaffrey at 129 because we traded down again. Jarvis Brownlee at 178. And we got Minnesota's fifth round draft pick next year.
I would take that.
I really like those first three. Actually, the first four picks.
I mean, Latham falling in our lap is a leadoff home run.
Yeah.
You know?
Those first four. I mean, Latham, Chris Jenkins, Roman Wilson, Mike Sainistil.
Yeah.
They're all going to play for you.
I mean, Wilson, we were really considering at the Jenkins pick.
Yeah.
I mean, really considering.
Those four are all going to play
immediately. I mean, they're coming from the best programs in the country, too. I mean, our first four picks are all big-time guys. Latham, to me, is my eighth best player in this draft, if I'm the Steelers or something like that. High on the list.
Yeah.
I would take that right now.
I would, too. We doubled down at receiver. We doubled down at cornerback.
Now, people might not want to hear this, but I might call Mason Cole after the draft, too, and be like, hey, you want to sign a league minimum one-year deal and see while this kid learns center, you know, or... You know, but you're going to do that anyways. You're going to be calling Golden anyway. You know, people like that, too.
Still call Connor Williams at this point.
Yeah.
Hey, Connor, we got a spot here.
And, hey, McCormick, you're going to be a guard. Or we'll see. We'll figure it out.
We were just adding bodies.
Yeah. I would still call him. I'd still call Williams. Yeah, absolutely.
Because you really, if you look at it, you lost Chooks.
Mm-hmm.
Cole's gone.
Yeah.
Did they lose any other? No, so
Lyman, no.
They're down two bodies on the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
So you add two
bodies.
And
didn't add any.
You're adding two bodies here on the offensive line.
And one more for good measure.
And you know, again, you're looking at the competition there. I think you've increased it. And McCormick, he has a tackle background, too.
I know. His testing was phenomenal,
Like, he might just end up being your swing guy across the board.
He could be your
sixth
guy, period, you know, for the next 4 years, possibly.
Which, for a late third-round pick.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. He might be your starting center. Maybe he doesn't make that adjustment. Who knows? But
he'll be valuable.
He'll be valuable.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever drafted him, but I've been doing more and more on him. I like him a lot.
Yeah. So
I would take that draft, and I would call a veteran center. I've been probably talking to them anyway.
And right now they have about $11 million in cap space.
Mm-hmm.
They can create some more with some restructures. So, I mean, they could certainly go get Connor Williams.
Yeah.
It's a matter right now of what his health is.
The other thing about Connor Williams is he was just as good at guard as he was center, too.
Yeah.
So even if he didn't play all year, and McCormick is a defensive or offensive rookie of the year at center, it's never happened before in the history of the world.
Connor Williams moves to guard next year.
He plays guard next year, right? And Daniels leaves and you save cap space.
The question at Williams for Williams is going to be, does he have to? Is he going to end up signing a 1 year prove it deal somewhere? Does he want a multi year deal?
I would think you want to sign him to a 2 year deal. If I'm signing a 1 year deal and I don't get half the year,
right? You wasted it.
Yeah, right. I mean, he's just getting paid every Monday to sit there with shorts and a t-shirt. Better be a pretty low number.
Yeah.
But a 2 year deal, or an option or something, you know, right. I think is intriguing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that was our
latest.
I hope
they're talking to him anyway, to be honest with you.
That's our latest mock on Pro Football Network.
I'd take it.
I would take
Not all these would I say I'll trade it today. That one I'd trade today.
Latham at 20.
Good start. Good start.
That's absolutely.
All those Michigan dudes, sign me up.
Yeah, guys who are used to winning.
Yeah, absolutely. Tough dudes, too. Yeah. And off that defense, I like the way they play.
You got to start thinking of them, and I wonder if we'll talk about this more in the next segment.
All right.
But anyway, so let's get to a break. He is Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR. Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson. And Matt, what I wanted to start talking about here in this segment, and this is, stick with me on this one.
Okay.
Okay. So over the previous, I don't know, decade, maybe even longer than that, you've looked at the Alabama and then Georgia programs.
Sure.
As the programs, hey, you just.
Cream of the crop.
Cream of the crop, take guys from there.
Yep. Five stars and people transferring out that are great players that just can't get on the field, right?
Right. Jermaine Burton being one of those.
Yeah. I'd say Ohio State would probably be third.
They're on that list as well.
Yeah.
But Michigan now, the last couple of years, has kind of forced their way into that conversation. And I wonder. With Saban leaving Alabama, and now you've seen Harbaugh leave Michigan, if that starts, if the that landscape starts to change a little, we saw it, like as soon as
I'm sure it will.
As soon as Saban left or announced his retirement, there were a bunch of guys that jumped ship out of Bama.
Yeah, in a huge way.
Now I will say this: Michigan kept, for the most part, kept its guys because they hired
from within.
Yeah.
They did lose a lot of their staff, though.
Yeah.
I mean, like, their defensive coordinator is now a D coordinator in L.A. First of all, back to our last segment, I would have no hesitation. I'd be very anxious to draft Michigan guys now. You know, the guys that were Harbaugh through and through, you know they're going to work. You know they're going to deal with competition. They won a lot of games. And, you know, we've given, like, Rashawn Gary and I think Jenkins –
some of the guys there that just didn't produce.
Didn't produce.
Big numbers-wise, I should say.
But in a Patriot way, did their job and were team players and sacrificed some numbers to do it. You know what I mean? I think that's a Harbaugh trait. All their offensive linemen are supposedly really, really well-coached and it's been one of the best O-lines for 4 or 5 years. So I think there's something to be taken away from that.
I bring this up because for Steeler fans, when they see a draft like that, where you took three guys from Michigan – their first thought is Devin Bush.
I know. Everyone thinks that immediately, and which isn't fair. I mean, there's lot of hits out of there, too. You know, I mean, I see what you're saying, because that does scare people immediately. You traded up for that guy from Michigan. He didn't work out, so no one else ever can. And I hate that way of thinking, you know. That being said, and I'm not avoiding your question, I just don't know college football as well as I used to. I don't watch it on Saturdays. Like, you know, who's that next program? If Bama and Michigan happen to take a small step backwards, I mean, someone's taking a step up.
Right.
Is Clemson getting back to that?
Well, prominence? I think they're good. I think they're working their way back.
Are they?
They had a couple of down years, but I think they're still going to be a major player.
I mean, I think people are aware of this. Michigan set the combine record for most attendees this year.
Yeah.
Does that mean it's going down from this point on, or is that just the norm for them?
I mean,
them
I don't
now?
Know if they can go any higher.
They probably won't go higher. I mean, they won the national title, and they're losing their quarterback, and, you know.
But the Oregons, the Washingtons, some of those schools, can they force their way into that conversation?
I think that's a great conversation. Notre Dame, or I just don't know enough about the college game on Saturdays as a fan to know those programs, but I think it's a good conversation. You know, like, who could be – I mean, Georgia was always kind of the – you know, behind Bama until they weren't.
Right,
Until who's the one that's trying to knock off Georgia now? Maybe Bama gets back to that spot. I don't
LSU is knocking on that door.
They just lost their quarterback, too, though, you know?
Yeah, and two stud receivers. And
I guess their O-line's loaded, though, from what I understand, just from doing Jane Daniels' homework. But, no, I think there's a lot to be said for that.
And, I think the other thing that you look at when in our particular draft here is our first four picks are all – guys who, I mean, they're all Bama and Michigan guys.
I mean, played in, like,
big games.
Playoff games.
Yeah,
I mean,
big games.
Not many teams, not many players get to play in a college playoff game, and they all were part of that, you know, regularly, expected to do it.
Yeah.
Ton to be said to that. Steelers draft a lot of Georgia guys. I mean, Georgia guys.
It tends to go, like, there's always, like, I can remember my first year back early, or my first couple of years with the Steelers, or covering the Steelers, Colorado.
It was like
they had a bunch of guys from Colorado,
mm-hmm.
Cordell and Chad Brown, and I mean they were just
especially when they start working out.
Charles
too.
Johnson,
it's easy
yeah,
to go
yeah.
back to that well.
Then it became
they've always had a lot of Ohio State guys.
Ohio State was there was a nice run there. The one year they drafted three guys out of Michigan State.
That was
a funny story about that. So at that point, we're the media. We all stayed in the same dorm as the players. At St. Vincent College.
Camp, okay.
Everybody was in the same dorm. So you'd pull up in front of the dorm and unload your stuff and then move your, you know, take it in and move your car.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm standing out in front of there and there's some of the other media. Mike Pursuta comes rolling in.
Yeah.
In his, I think it was like a 1988 Toyota Celica. And
I'm sure Michigan State stickers all over it.
He's got a Michigan State shirt on. They had drafted three guys from Michigan State that year, Jimmy Miller, and there was a linebacker and a fullback as well. And one of the photographers runs up and starts shooting photos of Mike, who at this point is probably still, this is like my second year, maybe third year.
Yeah.
So I'm in my mid 20s. Mike's a few years older. He's probably like 29.
He could, no offense, Mike, but he could pass as an athlete then a little better than today, you know, coming off hip surgery.
The guy's out there shooting all these photos of it, and I'm like, we all just kind of let it happen, and then somebody pulled him back. That's not. He's like, I thought that was the quarterback. Like, he thought he was Jim Miller.
I mean, anyone that pops out in college gear from somewhere you drafted
and pulls up in front of the dorm at that point,
right.
Yeah.
But. I mean, I've only been tight with Mike for like the last 10 years or so, so I'm really using my imagination here, to say the least. That's awesome.
But that stuff, I can remember walking across campus back in the day, again, when I was still in my early and mid-20s,
mm-hmm.
and you'd have little kids run up and ask him for autographs. I'm like, I'm not a player.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You don't
that.
Want my autograph.
But back to the school thing, there's a lot of credence in that. Like, Dick LeBeau went to Ohio State.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, all these guys have connections, but, you know, Mark Gorshak was a great Steeler scout for many, many years. You don't think he had awesome connections in almost every building he went to, you know?
Right.
I mean, people telling you stuff that you trust, you know? So I'm going to take that guy out of there. And, you know, I know how that head coach coaches. I mean, especially if there's not a lot of turnover in the college ranks, you know? I know what I'm getting. I know what the kind of program is. That could bring you back to Michigan. I think you know exactly what you're getting. It doesn't mean they're all going to hit and be superstars.
No, no, yeah. But they're pretty good.
Roll your dice, yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Yep. I just wonder about that with you see that from time to time with these runs from certain schools.
100%.
That you end up with a bunch of guys. Because
Utah seems to pump out defensive players. And, you know, I mean, there's reasons for this stuff.
Yeah.
Rutgers and Temple have some toughness to them. And, you know.
Yeah. And with a school like Rutgers now, with a coach who's coached in a long time in college football, but also coached in the NFL for a while, mm-hmm. he knows a lot of guys now.
Yeah,
his network has gotten bigger,
massive,
100%. And so you maybe know a little bit more about those guys. Mm-hmm. A guy like a Max Melton who was in today,
Max Melton would be a great Steeler.
Yeah, so it's interesting.
No, it is, and there's a lot to it. I mean, there's a lot of relationships and scouting and going in the buildings and experience. I mean, that stuff goes a long way, and people don't think about it enough.
Changing gears here, Kevin Patra takes a look at projection performances of quarterbacks who changed teams.
Hmm.
Well, we've seen some of that here.
Yeah, a little bit.
So let's take a look here and see what this is on NFL.com. Clear-cut starters.
Okay.
He has Kirk Cousins, obviously, as a clear-cut starter.
Mm-hmm.
Thinks he will be better this year than he was last year in Minnesota.
Okay. But he's a year older. And he's coming off a major
injury. And I don't see how he can be better than what he was last year.
He was really good before he got hurt.
Eight games, he threw for 2,300 yards, so almost 300 yards passing per game.
Mm-hmm.
He had 18 touchdown passes and 5 interceptions.
He was great. And his situation's every bit as good, but it's still a new coach. It's still a new, situation. Coming off a massive injury. I don't know what this article's going to tell us, but I do hope it's – everyone's not going to get better next year.
Right.
You know what I mean? Everyone just thinks that, oh, Russell Wilson's going to be 1,000 times better. He might be. You know,
he'll be better than what the Steelers had.
I
don't know that
I
he'll be
so.
Better than what he was.
Mm-hmm. But I love people like, oh, well, they'll be a lot healthier this year, T-Max.
Yeah.
You sure? No team's going to get riddled by injuries again? You know, that happens every year. Or people get worse.
So Cousins is the only one who's listed as a clear-cut starter, which I would disagree at. They list Russell Wilson as a training camp battle.
Okay, I think it's closer to the clear-cut starter.
I think he is, too. Yeah. I don't think it's going to be quite the battle that some people think it is. He says his 2024 numbers will be worse. Now, last year he
had... His numbers were pretty good, if we're just talking numbers.
15 games, 66% completion percentage, 3,000 yards. So he averaged 200 yards passing per game.
Yeah.
That's not awesome.
It's not awesome, right.
But 26 touchdown passes, 8 interceptions, 341 rushing yards, and 3 rushing touchdowns.
The TD to interception ratio stands out to me. Like, I think we would take that.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
And I bet it's worse.
Clearly, if it was 22-8,
right,
I would take that.
You would take it.
Yeah.
The completion percentage is a little inflated, but it's awfully good. I mean, he threw a lot of passes behind the line of scrimmage last year in that offense.
Yeah.
So you would hope there's not as many of those. So I bet his completion percentage goes down a little.
Yeah.
You know, just difficulty of throw, I think, is going to go up.
They also list Justin Fields there.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think this is the battle that people think it's going to be.
I don't either, right.
But
I don't think most people think it's a battle.
No,
I can't wait to watch Fields.
The Steelers have been paying lip service to that, but I don't think that's going to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a clear – when Mike Tomlin says Russell Wilson starting in pole position.
Yeah, yeah.
Consider this pole position, and Justin Fields is starting from midway through the pack. He's got a lot of stuff to sift through to get to the front. The placeholders, Sam Darnold.
How long he'll even last,
yeah.
But, yeah. That's all the plays.
He thinks his numbers will be better. Well, he barely did anything last year. He can't
appeared
be worse.
In one game, yeah.
Yeah. Jacoby Brissett, he played 3 games last year. He obviously going to be better.
Mm-hmm. Again, who knows how long these guys keep their jobs. But
yeah. Gardner Minshew, however, he thinks will be worse than what he was last year.
I tend to agree.
But I think he has better receivers than he had in Indianapolis.
Yeah. I mean, Adams is better than Pittman. I think the line was better in Indy. They ran the
ball.
You got
Jacoby Meyer as well.
Yeah,
like,
he's a good player. I just think,
like, if you took the
Minshew had a pretty good year.
If you took the two receivers from the Raiders and put them on the Indianapolis, like,
yeah,
I think he posted great numbers.
I'm thinking more of the O line. I'll definitely take the Colts O line. And I also
so
think
here
was, a
here were
bit
his
of,
numbers though. 17 games.
Yeah.
62% completion percentage. 3,300 passing yards, 15 touchdown passes, 9 interceptions. You tell me he can't do better than that?
I thought his numbers were better than that.
I think a lot of people kind of had that idea. And
I would have bet 3 minutes ago that his touchdown to interception ratio is more like 20-8.
Yeah, I think he'll be better. He'll have better not because they're going to be behind more often.
Yeah,
he's going to have to throw the football.
Might go up.
Yeah, but and he also lost 8 fumbles or had 8 fumbles.
Did he really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he is what he is. I mean,
he's just kind of a dude.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Marcus Mariota with Washington.
I've lost all faith in that guy.
He thinks his numbers terrible. Are going to be better. Now, he only played in 3 games last year. I don't think he's any good.
I think he's one of the least accurate quarterbacks in the league now. And he wasn't that bad before, but he can't complete passes anymore.
Backups in potentially key roles. Leading that one is Kenny Pickett. Well, obviously, his numbers are going to be worse because he played.
They're going to be less.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, some of these guys will see the field, but I don't know how you'd possibly project numbers for Pickett or Howell.
These guys should
or...
all be worse because they're starting off as backups.
Mac Jones. Yeah. Right.
Joe Flacco, same thing, worse.
Yeah.
Desmond Ridder, worse. No kidding. He played 15 games last year. I would hope his numbers were worse.
I mean, no one thought Flacco was going to play any games last year at this time.
Right. He wasn't even on a team last year.
One of these guys is going to be better.
Tyrod Taylor, worse.
None of them were good, though.
Well, not Tyrod. Who am I thinking here? Jimmy Garoppolo, worse. Sam Howell, worse. Drew Locke. Drew Locke's one, and that's where there it
he
is.
Might he might play.
He has his as better because he only appeared in 4 games last year and threw for 543 yards.
Yeah.
He's going to start the season as their starter.
We don't think Jones is ready for
I don't think Jones is going to be ready until maybe a month into the season.
they've really soured on Jones. I'm not sure Jones even gets the job back.
Yeah, if Locke plays well.
Well enough.
Or well enough.
You know, keeps them, you know, 1-3,
yeah.
2-2, maybe. I mean, they gave him money for a reason.
Right. Mac Jones.
And they could draft someone, too.
Yeah, Mac Jones worse. Mitch Trubisky worse. Mason Rudolph better.
I think he's better.
I think he's another one that could
end
up playing some games. Yeah.
Like, in these super flex leagues I'm in, like, I'm trying to get Rudolph for nothing. You know, like, it doesn't – you don't have to squint real hard to see him get in the game and be okay. You
yeah.
know?
With those receivers?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And part of this is because I'm just questioning Levis, and
yeah.
he takes a lot of hits. And,
it's another one. Jameis Winston, better.
I'm still a believer in Winston.
Well, and the other thing about it is, do you trust Deshaun Watson to stay healthy?
No. I don't know that you could ever bench him.
Right.
You know, that
given what you're paying him?
Right. But there's a chance that everyone in the building knows Jameis is better than Deshaun at week
There's a
six.
Reason they've got four veteran quarterbacks on their roster.
Something weird's going on in the quarterback room. And Winston's another one. Like, in these super flex leagues, I'd love to stash him because we haven't heard the last of him.
Josh Dobbs, worse.
Yeah.
Tyler Huntley, worse.
He may not even,
make the team. Yeah.
yeah.
He's only getting 1.3. That tells you all you need to know.
Exactly.
He's got a $1.3 million salary this year.
He might not even make the team.
He might not make the team.
You're right.
Brett Rypien, worse.
Who's he playing for?
Bears. Nathan Peterman.
I can't believe he's still in the league.
Yeah. Those are your quarterbacks that have changed. Yeah.
I mean, that bottom group, you should say worse on all of them.
Yeah.
Of course. But some of them are going to play.
I mean,
if 60-some dudes start again this year, almost every name you mentioned is going to see the field.
Yeah.
Which is scary.
It absolutely is. Let's get to another break. He is the Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back to finish up the show right after this.
Here we go, Steelers! Here we go!
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR. Steelers Nation Radio.
Steelers fans, you can gear up with the latest sideline apparel, hats, or jerseys of your favorite players, authentic memorabilia, custom items, and exclusives you can only find directly from the team at one of the official Steelers Pro Shops. They're located at Acrisure Stadium, Grove City Premium Outlets, or Tanger Outlets, or you can visit online at shop.steelers.com. Matt, 33rd team, has their latest mock draft here. This one done by Deontay Lee. And let's take a look here real quick.
Deontay does good work.
Yeah. Of course, he has Caleb Williams to the Bears at one.
Yeah.
Trade alert at number two.
Wow.
The Vikings coming up.
All the way to two.
Giving up, they receive number two and number 40.
Wow. They must have got a lot.
They give up 11, 23, a 2025 first round draft pick, and a 2025 fourth round draft pick.
Hmm. Shocked that they're getting 30, too, though.
40.
Or 40. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how that works out, but they come up and get Drake May.
Okay. People seem to think the Vikings are highest on May. Like, it's such lying season. I don't know what I believe with that kind of stuff. And I don't even know if I believe McCarthy's in the mix at two. Everyone seems to think so when people in the know, but this time... What was it 2 years ago? People were talking about Willis might go second to the Lions or whatever.
So,
Levis is a top 10 pick.
Here's the thing. So if you do like
May,
if you're Washington and you like McCarthy better,
you make two moves.
You might make two moves. Go down and then come back up with what you got.
Talk to the Cardinals or Chargers.
Right.
No, I think that could be in the cards.
Except J.J. McCarthy then goes to New England at three in this one.
Okay. So then Daniels out there.
Jaden Daniels is still out there, yes.
Yeah, okay.
He then has...
Which maybe was Washington's guy to begin with.
Might be,
yeah. I mean...
Arizona then takes Marvin Harrison. And we have a trade at number five. The Bears come up. They trade number five and number 37, or the Bears receive five and 37. They give up number nine, a 2025 first-round draft pick, and two 2025 second-round draft picks to the Chargers.
Wow. I assume they're taking
a lot
receiver,
to give up.
And they don't really need a receiver.
Yeah, that's to come up and get Roma Dunzie. I don't agree with
I don't agree with moving that much.
The Giants then take Malik Nabers.
They're happy with all the movement. They get a good guy, yeah.
Titans take Joe Alt.
Okay.
The Falcons take Dallas Turner.
So Jaden Daniels is still out
there. Jaden Daniels is still there. The Chargers take J.C. Latham at 9.
I think that's very possible.
The Jets take Brock Bowers at 10. And at 11, the Commanders take Jaden Daniels. This makes me wonder if he just came into this saying, I want to do this so that Washington.
Yeah. I mean, like, at this point, would Denver, the Raiders.
Somebody's jumping up there to go get Jaden Daniels.
And we had the Giants pass on him, right?
Yeah.
That might have just been convenient.
Yeah.
As a mock drafter.
Yeah. At 12, the Broncos take Quinyon Mitchell.
Okay. Fine with that. So that's second defensive player off the board, right?
At 13, the Raiders take Fashanu.
Okay. Fine.
14, the Saints take Jared Verse.
I think that'll be O-line, but D-line's pretty bad shape, too.
At 15, Nate Wiggins to the Colts.
Hey, fits the type. I mean, he's long and, you know.
Fast.
Yeah.
Seattle at 16 then takes Cooper DeJean.
Wow. It's a different type of corner than what they have, too. Yeah. I mean, he would be, we had this conversation, I guess, like an hour ago.
He would be a Raven type.
Like,
yeah.
Piece, yeah.
Yeah.
Bigger version of Humphreys in a way.
At 17, Jacksonville takes Terrion Arnold.
They have a lot of needs, too. I mean, everyone talks about offense, but their second corner situation is far from ideal.
At 18, the Bengals take Amarius Mims.
I guess you could set him there for a year. I mean, they do like the massive O-tackles, even if he didn't play as a rookie. I guess. I think they'd go for more immediate help at receiver.
I would think so, too, yeah. At 19, the Rams take Leatu.
Makes sense.
Well, and that leaves for the Steelers at 20. This is, given how this board has gone, this is exactly
Fuaga.
I would take Talisi Fuaga. That's who he has the Steelers taking there.
Okay. With all that stuff that happened in the first 19, if that means Fuaga's there at 20, sign me up.
Sign me up.
Yeah,
I'll have
good.
At it.
That's good by me.
At 21, Miami takes Troy Fatanu.
Perfect pick for them. He plays somewhere.
22, the Eagles take Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
23, the Commanders, who get this as their second.
Just their first? Oh, no, they got Daniels.
Yeah. Chop Robinson.
They need edge guys for sure.
Yeah.
I think it's a little early for Chop.
At 24, the Cowboys take Graham Barton.
That'd be a great pick for them.
At 25, the Packers take Jordan Morgan.
Okay. Seems early, but they do like movement-based linemen.
26, the Buccaneers take Jackson Powers Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, their center situation is not great. You can play guard.
At 27, Arizona takes Kamari Lassiter.
That seems early. But corners are going pretty quick.
Corners right? There's been a run on corners there.
Usual.
Yeah.
Who did they get with their first? Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah. Okay, they can cover each other.
Yeah.
Line them up. The Bills then at 28 take Brian Thomas.
They'd be thrilled.
Oh, they'd be
ecstatic.
That's
almost like too good to be true, too.
Yeah.
I think somebody would grab him before that.
At 29, Johnny Newton goes to the Lions.
Great fit. I'd be very happy with that if I were the Lions.
At 30, the Ravens take Tyler Guyton.
Could be. There's four or five positions they could go with that pick.
At 31, San Francisco goes Kingsley Suamataya.
Nice. Boy, that's a lot of tackles.
A lot of corners.
Yeah, a lot of corners, a lot of that, yeah.
And then Kansas City at 32 takes Adonai Mitchell.
I have mixed feelings about Mitchell, but I don't think he gets a 32. I mean, I think after those first three receivers go early, and then I bet one of them's gone by 20, of Thomas or Mitchell. And then the Bills start to get desperate.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's a nice run on cornerbacks there, kind of starting with Denver at 12. That's
not unrealistic.
No.
I mean, it's – I don't know that Lassiter could end up in the first round.
You saw Mitchell go. You saw Wiggins go. You saw DeJean go.
All a little earlier than
usual.
You saw
Terrion Arnold go. Four of those guys in the top 17.
Yeah.
Which could happen.
Could happen. And then you end up with Fuaga.
Yeah.
You know, or something similar. Yeah. Interesting. I mean, there's a lot of trading down and a lot of movement, of course. And the Bears one didn't make sense to me to trade out all that stuff.
But I could see somebody trading up at that point.
Yeah.
To go make that move.
And I don't think Daniels falls to 12.
No.
Any which way. Somebody would give you the house to get to 6 or the Giants passing on them was a little unrealistic to me. Well, I mean, the receiver's a big need, too.
Yeah. So
fun stuff.
Interesting. I'd sign me up.
Yeah.
I'll take Fuaga right now.
Yeah, U19, do all that crazy stuff, and we'll sit here at 20 and take that guy. Sure. Yeah.
Just like we just got Latham at 20 in our last mock draft there. I mean, either one of those guys. I'm good
either
with
one. It. And I think Latham would be a great Charger. I mean, I think Harbaugh would love that guy.
Yeah, just run behind him.
Yeah, exactly. But they better get some receivers, too.
Yeah, absolutely. But, well, Matt, that's going to do it for today's show.
Rolling along here.
Moving right along. We've got, two this week. Wednesday and Friday.
Yeah.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday next week.
Then it's draft week, right?
Then it's draft week.
Wow.
We're right there.
Okay. So draft week, will we be Monday, Wednesday, Friday also? We won't be
Monday,
Friday.
Wednesday, yeah.
Won't be Friday. And then we do a Wednesday night show. And then lots of coverage Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Absolutely. Yeah. A lot
and
of
then
fun.
Back Monday to you and I just to recap things.
Yeah. Then we'll have rookie minicamp. Then we'll have OTAs.
Yeah, things start picking up
again. Things start to pick up again here. We'll start doing a little bit more drive work here.
So. Mm-hmm. Nice. Love it.
Absolutely. But that's going to do it for today's show. So for my partner, Matt Williamson, for Justin Miller here on site, keeping us on the air, I'm Dale Lally. We thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.